The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Volume 1, Chapter 1, Text Number 4, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 28, 1975, in Mayapur, India.
May that Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Shachi Devi, be transcendently situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant spiritual knowledge of the mellow taste of his service.
Anarpita sharing chidata karunayavati nakalau samapayatam unnata ujjalarasam sabhaktisnyam pari purata sundaradjuti kadamma sandipitaha sadarilayakandare suratu ba sachinandana. This is the blessings of Srila Rupa Goswami upon everyone. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sanga Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadanti. We should pray to Rupa Goswami for his blessings so that we can understand what is the actual position of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a most merciful incarnation to bestow upon us Krishna Prema. Srila Rupa Goswami understood it. Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya understood it, and we should take their viewpoint of view, what they have studied about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Rupa Goswami says, in the beginning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was appreciated by Srila Rupa Goswami as Mahavadana Avatar. There are many incarnations of Krishna. Keshavadhrita Meena Sarira Jaya Jagadish Hare. Keshavadhrita Nishinna Rupa Jaya Jagadish. Many incarnations. But this incarnation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is Anarpita Charinchira. The mercy of this incarnation is unlimited. It was never given before. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. He distributed the most confidential part of love of Godhead. Although we are living in this fallen age, Kali Yuga, but he is giving the topmost platform of loving Krishna. Anarpita Charin Chira. Therefore, he is supposed to be the most munificent incarnation. Namo Mahavadana. Krishna Prema Pradaya. He is giving directly Krishna Prema. It is very difficult to understand Krishna and what to speak of his loving affairs. It is very difficult. Manushyanam sahasyeshu kaschid jatati siddhaye jatatamapi siddhyanam kaschid detti mam tattva. Krishna personally says that it is very difficult to understand him. Actually, it is so. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is so unlimited that he is helping not only to understand Krishna, but also he is giving directly love of Krishna. And this supermost platform of love, as it was experienced by the gopis. The gopis dealing with Krishna is considered to be the topmost Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he recommended. Lamma kasi dupasana brajabadhu vargavija kalpita. Brajabadhu, the gopis, the damsels of Vrindavan, they worship Krishna in the topmost loving affairs. They did not know anything but Krishna. For Krishna, they could sacrifice anything. Their honor, their prestige, everything. Their husband, their sons, family, that is the gopis standard. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation is accepted by Srila Rupa Goswami in many verses. One of the verses is here, Anarthika Charinchira, Kurunayavati Nakalo. So we should take shelter of Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the blessing of Rupa Goswami. He says, Hari Purata Sundara Dhruti Kadamma Sandipita Sada Aridaya Kandare Suratuva Sachinandana. He is giving his blessing that this form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, may always remain within you, on the core of your heart. If we simply keep Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within our heart, then it will be very easy to understand what is Krishna. Because if you understand Krishna, then your life is success. Janma karma tadibbam me yujanati tattva. That is only. Our Krishna consciousness movement means just try to understand Krishna. Then your life is successful. Krishna says, anyone who understands me, why I come here, what is my activity, takta dehang punarjana, he becomes liberated. After giving up this body, he does not accept any material body. In his own spiritual body, he goes back to home, back to God. This is our Krishna consciousness. So, if you don't go through Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it will be very difficult to understand Krishna. That is practical. Just like you young boys and girls from Western countries, you have taken up Krishna so seriously. Why? Because we are trying to understand Krishna through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, we should follow this principle. There will be no difficulty to understand Krishna. And as soon as you understand Krishna, your life is successful. Of course, we cannot understand Krishna fully, as far as possible. At least if we understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. This much is sufficient. This much is sufficient. Krishna su Bhagavan Sayam. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Parataram Nanyat Kinchi Yasti Dhananja. Aham sarvasya prabhava, aham adirhi devanam, these things are there, already stated. But the so-called scholars and politicians, they misinterpret in a different way and mislead the people. That is going on. Therefore, in spite of Bhagavad Gita being read all over the world for the last 200 years, not a single person became a devotee of Krishna. This is the defect. So, let us try to understand Krishna through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as we have repeatedly said, that through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you understand Krishna and spread this cult all over the world. People are suffering for want of knowledge of Krishna. So this movement especially meant to establish the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that you become, every one of you become a guru. How to become guru? Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna bolte. Simply, that qualification is sufficient. Don't adulterate the Krishna upadesha. Simply present what Krishna says as it is. Then every one of you will become a guru. Don't adulterate. I think, in my opinion, these nonsense things should be given. We should always be aware that we are insignificant creature, our opinion and thinking has no value. This should be the first principle. Why should you give opinion on the words of Krishna? Are you more authoritative person than Krishna? This is foolishness. To try to become more than Krishna. There are so many rascals, they present that now we have advanced, we know more than Krishna. So be saved from these rascals. Then you will understand Krishna, and through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will understand what is the position of Krishna, what is your relationship with Krishna, what is the ultimate goal of life. These things will be clearly exhibited. And Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is written for this purpose, so that a person who is serious about Krishna consciousness may understand Krishna through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is one. You cannot jump over Krishna consciousness without going through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to go through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means to go through the six Goswamis. This is parampara system. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Eichhaya Gosai Jar Tarmi Das. Tasavar Padorenu Mora Panjog Gras. This is parampara system. You cannot jump over. You must go through the parampara system. You have to approach through your spiritual master to the Goswamis, and through the Goswamis, you'll have to approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have to approach Krishna. This is the way. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Eichhaya Gosai Jar Tarmi Das. We are servant of servant. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction, Gopi Bhattu Padapamalayo Dasa Dasa Dasanu Dasa. The more you become servant of the servant, the more you are perfect. And if you all of a sudden want to become master, then you go to hell. Don't do that. This is the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you go through the servant, then you are advanced. And if you think that you have now become master, then you are going to hell. This is the process. Dasa dasanu dasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. So servant, 100 times servant now, that means he is advanced. He is advanced. And one who is becoming directly master, then he is hell. Sanatpita charing chira. So we should always remember the instruction of Srila Rupa Goswami. Therefore, we pray Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitana Jina Bhutale. Our mission is to establish the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is our business. Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitana Jina Bhutale. Srila Rupa Goswami did it. He has given up so many books, especially Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which are translated into English as Nectar of Devotion, to understand the science of devotional service. This is the greatest contribution of Srila Rupa Goswami, how to become a devotee. How to become a devotee? It is not sentiment. It is science. This Krishna consciousness movement is a great science.